Going on, boys and girls, we're gonna do some marinated chicken tonight. And I was looking at all these infomercials over Thanksgiving, and I was like, hey, they're using this fancy little thing to marinate their meats that's like a vacuum sealer. Well, heck, I've got a food saver vacuum sealer. Let me see if that works. So we're gonna make a marinade for our chicken. The chicken is a simple baked chicken recipe. The marinade is just my own. I just put this together off the top of my head, but it always comes out good. So you guys follow it and let me know what you think. All right, we're going to keep this really simple here. We've got some chicken legs here, some drumsticks. Got a little bit of homemade pickle juice here. I've eaten all the pickles out of that, but you know, you can reuse that stuff. I usually end up just drinking a couple of tablespoons of it every day. Some lemon juice. Got some Grey Poupon mustard, and we've got a spice blend made out of Himalayan salt, white pepper, mustard powder, garlic powder, onion powder, and paprika. And then this is our food saver bag right here. Alrighty, so we're gonna take 2 or 3 tablespoons of our pickle juice. And again, this pickle juice is delicious. Now you can use, if you've just got apple cider vinegar, you can use that, guys. You don't have to use the pickle juice. I'm gonna put about the same amount of lemon juice in there. If you've got a freshly squeezed one, use a freshly squeezed one. And just do about 3 of these in there. That's probably more than 3. We're gonna do about 2 tablespoons of our Grey Poupon mustard. All right. Then we're gonna put some of our spice blend in there. And we're gonna put about 1 teaspoon of that in there, y'all. We're gonna give it a little bit of a mix. And our goal is to get our chicken and put it in that bag right there and let this marinate in these juices to see if it makes the chicken taste a little bit better. Oh, one other thing, we want to add a little bit of avocado oil in there. Just about 2 tablespoons of avocado oil. Okay, I'm gonna give that a mix again. And then we're gonna clean our chicken and put it in our bag and just let that sit overnight. Alrighty, so now we've washed and dried our chicken here. We're gonna take our marinade here, and it doesn't look like much, y'all, but hopefully, if I'm thinking correctly, and I know some people don't like to hear the spoon hitting metal. Sorry about that. Anyway, we're going to take that in there. We're going to seal it up, because we are going to have to kind of give this a little bit of a toss around just to get everything next to it here. And once we get everything nice and covered, what we'll do is we'll kind of get our sealer here and press it up against there and get it to seal. Alrighty, guys. And if you don't have a food saver here, this is a food saver 4800. I really encourage you to get one, because they really do work well. You can take meats, say for instance, you find some meats that are on sale and they're close to their due date. You can put them in one of these food saver bags, take the air out of it, because you know air is what makes them get freezer burn and all that. So you can take the air out and it'll last for a while. So anyway, this thing right here, we're going to turn it on. And we're going to use the handheld device right here. And what we're going to do is it has a, these bags are made specifically for this type of sealing. So pull it, and it's got a accessory and it's got a marinade. We're going to use the marinade setting. So what you're going to do here, and I only used this one time before, you're going to stick this over this pretty closely. See how it's starting to and size is starting to change. You gotta press hard on it. And there we go. And you really have to put a lot of pressure up there, guys, in order to get that to do like it's supposed to. Because you don't want it tightly sealed, but you want it, you know, where it's not real loose. And so we're going to let that sit in the refrigerator overnight. And we're going to cook it tomorrow morning or maybe tomorrow afternoon. All right, let me tell you another thing, guys. I was wondering why this thing wasn't coming down on it tight, because I didn't have the zip locked like it's supposed to be. Now it's locked and now it's sealed. That's the way you really want it. You want that stuff tight up there, you know, and that's the way we wanted it. Now you could even put this in the freezer, you know, if you wanted to have it another time. So anyway, we're going to cook it tomorrow. All righty. It's been about 24 hours since I put that marinade in the refrigerator, and we've taken it out, and we're going to cook it two different ways. We're going to bake one of them here on the little baking platter, and we're going to do a gluten-free fry. You don't have to do yours gluten-free. You can do yours with regular batter, but that's just a mixture of coconut flour and different flours that are gluten-free. It's got some baking powder in there, some corn starch, and some egg whites in there as well too. I don't know how well it's going to stick to the meat. And we've got a cast iron pan in the oven heating up right now. So give the pan a little bit of a spray. All right, you can put a little bit of light seasoning on it here, And now also we're going to put a little bit of the cooking spray on it too, y'all. Just a little bit. And go ahead and put that in the oven. All right, guys, I don't like the way that's sticking. That just does not look right to me. So we're gonna start this one over with the traditional flour that I normally use, which is this stuff right here. Never have that problem with this stuff right here. This stuff, it's just not sticking, and it might cook all right, but I don't like the way it's sticking. But to give it the benefit of the doubt, I'm gonna do three of them in this stuff right here and three of them in this stuff. But now see, that batter looks totally different than the other batter that we have, so, and it's gonna stick better because I've used it before. Alrighty, and that's our preheated cast iron frying pan. We're gonna put the chicken in there. Alright, now we're gonna put these in the oven and we're gonna bake them for about 45 minutes or so until they're done on the inside, 165. Alrighty, the first batch of baked chicken is ready. It's at 165. It's actually at about 180 with those chicken legs. And we had to move the fry ones up to the top rack, and we raised the heat to about 425 so they can brown. All right, let's take them out here. And you know what? The ones that I didn't think would brown real well, they actually brown better than the ones in the traditional. Well, not the traditional, but the one-to-one flour. These actually look a little bit better. They're never going to be like traditional flour battered fried chicken, y'all, but you know, if you're on a gluten-free diet, when my wife is, this is the way you cook it. All righty, and there you have it, some baked chicken and some oven fried chicken. It tastes good. The crust tastes good for sure. You do have to cook the fried chicken a little bit longer, and you do have to turn the heat up somewhat toward the end to get it to the level of brownness that you want, but came out good. I've done it before. I'll do it again. Hope you guys enjoyed this recipe. Share it if you want to. Like it. Give us a thumbs up. And I get the notification so you know when I post another video. Y'all take care. Peace.